That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC being put through its paces. It's the sound of innovation. The innovation behind one of the most advanced SUVs on the road today. With multiple driving modes, a suite of intelligent drive systems, and a technology-filled cabin that sets new standards in modern luxury. This is what innovation sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC.
Some equipment described as optional.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. Today is going to be a great show. If you are someone who is contemplating, or in other words, thinking or knowing inside of you that you have a business idea or a, you know, sort of a soulful business idea, like something that has been inside of you for so long and it wants to see the light of day, but you've said, oh gosh, I don't know how to get it started, or I don't even know where to start. I wouldn't even know the first step to take in order to get my business off the ground. Well, today's show is for you. Now, if you're someone who is already clipping along in your soul-based business, and you're, you know, just kind of listening in to hear some tips and strategies, I think you're also going to like today's show as well, because this is from, you know, the ideas that I have for you today really are right from spirit and also taken from the last 25 years that I've been in business as an entrepreneur. And I've learned a lot. I've also learned things, what not to do, and I've also learned what does work. So I'm excited about today's show. I hope you get a lot out of it. You know, that's always my goal, is bringing you content that will fill your soul and your wallet, because I think both are really important. You know, the reality is that we are soulful beings. We're here. That's our eternal part of us that will come and go many, many hundreds of times on this earth and in other galaxies and other dimensions. And that's the, you know, the real part of us. And then we have this opportunity on earth to create. You know, that's the neat thing. We're creators, and we can create with our ideas and those things that we bring in with us, our talents, and are the things that we really enjoy doing, and we can tap into those and say, wow, well, heck, I'm gonna do that full time, or I'm gonna turn that into an opportunity to share what I have to give to others, and also a way to earn money. You know, a way to attract the energy of money, because money, as I've said in previous shows, is aligned with discipline and creativity. That's the energy of money. So as you tap into your creativity, that part of you that wants to express itself, that wants to get ideas out, you know, maybe you have intellectual property, that's called IP, intellectual property, that you know at some point is going to be really profitable for you. The question becomes, how do you turn that into a business? Well, today's show is all about that. If you would like to call in and get feedback on maybe a business idea, soulful business idea that you have that you need a little clarification on, please give me a call. I'm happy to talk with you, and I'll even pull a card for you from my Wealth and Wisdom deck and then share with you what I get. So the phone number here is area code 626-231-0306. If you're in the United States, you can call in toll-free at 877-633-9454. I'm happy to, again, take your calls and answer any questions that you have about your business. And let's get started. You know, today's show is about money and business, specifically starting a soulful business from home. And I'll get into why I said from home in a little bit. You know, when we talk about soul-based business, we're really in sacred territory. And we walk along this path together today during the show, fully knowing the universe has brought us together to assist you to launch your business and stop practicing at it. You know, the time is now. You are needed right now to fulfill your sacred soul contract. The universe is meeting you more than halfway. We just need you to meet the universe halfway. So here's a couple ideas for you that came to me as I was thinking about this show and asking the universe, you know, what is it that you want my listeners to know about this topic? And the first thing that I felt very strongly was it's important to start with the idea of purpose rather than profit, and profit being P-R-O-F-I-T. And why do I say that? Well, this is why. Because any intention that you set in anything that you do carries over in any product or service that you offer. And this sets your soul business up in a way that it's infused with powerful universal energy that's steeped in joy and love, not in stress over making money. You know, this could mean that you start your soulful business part-time and you keep your day job until your part-time soul business is bringing in enough money to cover your bills. Then you can quit your day job. Or if you're fortunate enough to have a partner that is supportive, you know, talk to them and create an agreement where they will support the family for a period of time while you build your soul-based business. And I recommend a minimum 6 months for this and comfortably 12 months. You know, give yourself a fair amount of time to get your business up and running. A lot of this might be new for you, particularly if you are working in a job and have never owned your own business or had any kind of formalized education in business. The experience, I will tell you this, the experience of owning your own business is more important than any business degree that you have. It's not necessary to have gone to college and got a business degree in order to start a business. So don't, if you're not there, don't worry about it. Don't, no need to go back and get, you know, take business classes. That'll just drive you nuts. I'm going to share with you how you can kickstart your soul business today without having to worry about business classes. Down the road, you can hire accountants or anything else you need. Don't worry about that. So yeah, have a candid conversation with your partner if that's a situation for you that is an option. And like I say, give yourself minimum, if you can, 12 months is much more comfortable for you as you build your business. Also, the key is to keep your expenses low when starting out. That's why working from home is ideal, since you're already paying to live somewhere. You know, there's no need to run out and rent commercial space for your venture. Please, please don't do that. Resist the urge. That's a little more ego-aligned, unless you're wanting to, you know, create a clothing line and you need commercial space. But, you know, with the way the internet is these days, you could have a really successful home-based business with product, specific product and inventory that is online, and if you market it correctly to the right people, you'll have tons of traffic to that site and you won't have to worry about a very high overhead monthly payment just to, you know, to have a space for your wares. A lot of what I see with newbie entrepreneurs is they get a chunk of money behind them. You know, maybe they have some kind of inheritance or some type of windfall, and they think, okay, great, I'm going to start my soul-based business, or I'm going to start I'm really going to do this, and now I'm ready. And then they go out and they rent commercial space and they hire a bunch of staff without fully even having a product or service that they know that people need or want. So I'm going to really caution you to keep your expenses low, super low. And, you know, you could even build, it's like, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, building a business on a shoestring budget. And why is that important? Even if you have money behind you, it's important because a successful business is a business that takes care of itself, that brings enough income in back into the business in order to cover all of the expenses. And I'll talk more about that in a moment. But, you know, really, again, have that conversation. So keeping the expenses low is really, really critical. You can accomplish a lot working from home over the phone, via Skype, through webinars. And if you absolutely must see people in person, you know, maybe you're a light worker and you're doing energy healing work, and instead of doing it remotely, if you're not tuned to doing it over, you know, distance-wise, and you absolutely need the person there, or maybe you do massage work, Reiki, whatever it is. Actually, you can do Reiki long distance. You don't need the person there. But if you're doing massage work or something where you really feel like you need the client to come to you, that's fine. Then take a bedroom or a basement or your garage, you know, whatever space that's available, and turn it into sacred space for you to do your work. That way, if, you know, life changes come your way and you're not able to, whatever, for whatever reason, maybe you have to move, your partner got a job transfer, whatever, you have to move, you know, you're not abandoning any commercial space. You're not having to get out of a commercial contract. You're just simply having to convert that bedroom back into a bedroom when you go to sell your home or whatever you're doing. Just basically, I hope you're getting the idea. Make it easy on yourself. You know, whatever that needs to look like, just make it easy and simple. Because if you get too overwhelmed, you know, there's enough to do starting a business in the beginning that can be very, very overwhelming. And then if you have the pressures of money on top of it, that energy and that pressure and stress gets infused in the business, and people can feel it. They can feel if you're having financial problems, and you know, that's that you don't want really the two to mix early on. I mean, that's, I know I'm talking ideally, but ideally is possible in this situation if you just do a few things a little differently than maybe what you've seen someone else do. Okay, step number two. So step number one was start with purpose over profit. You know, really focus on your purpose, and that is setting up your business infused in a way with purpose, joy and love, rather than stress and strain over, oh my gosh, I've got to do this in order to make money. If that is your thought process going into your soul-based business, that I've got to do this to make money, then you're really setting yourself up for failure. You're going to find that it's going to be more difficult as you work through the process of creating your business to attract clients. It really is. So rather than, you know, a lot of people set goals, numeric goals. They say, oh, you know, if I make $1,000 a week, that'll be great. I'm going to encourage you to switch that up, to add it to people. You know, start having the vibration and the idea about attracting 1,000 people a week for your business, reaching 1,000 new potential customers and clients for your business. And just the tweak and energy of that is so huge, because what it does for you is it sets up a very clear understanding between you and the universe and what you have to offer of what you're desiring to accomplish with your business. And yes, money is great. And guess what? When the people come, the money comes. That takes care of itself. That's the beautiful thing about this formula, is once you focus on people and helping them achieve their goals with the gifts that you have, people will beat a path to your door. And I'll talk a little bit about more about that in a moment. And I see we have some callers. Hang in there with me, and I'll certainly take your call in a few moments. Okay, so step number two, craft a vision for what you desire to offer others through either a product or service. And this is huge. This is where I see people not spending as much time as they really need to. And I'm going to recommend you spend at least a few weeks on this. And what does that look like? Well, whatever you need to do to get in touch with that inner part of you that wants to express itself, it's that soulful part that came in with a mission. And you know, that could look like just setting aside quiet time, uninterrupted time every day for you to meditate or sit in silence. But however you commune with your higher self is really, really important, because this is the, you know, this is where you create the vision of what you're going to be offering. Now, naturally, this is a very flexible process, because as your vision morphs into crystallizing into what you're going to be offering, you know, it will change. The lines that were once blurry will get more solid, and when you start to see the solid lines, it may be vastly different than what you originally thought. So allow for, you know, flexibility during that time. Allow for guidance to come in to literally help guide you through this process, because this is when we connect in with the universal energies, and when we get centered and still and allow ourselves to commune with the divine. And that conversation with the divine inside of you, because remember, the divine is inside of you already. It's a part of you, where you get still and quiet and you can hear that inner voice. And it's in that inner voice that shares with you what it is that you are here to do. And everyone, every single person out there has an inner purpose. And that inner purpose is the connection with all that is and all that will ever be. And when you're communing with that connection, when you're one with that connection, you raise your consciousness. It allows you to look and overcome fear. And that is what I see is the biggest challenge people have doing this work, is the fear. It's that mind chatter that gets in the way from the conscious thinking mind that says, you know, who do you think you are to do this? Or why would you be the person chosen for this? Or aren't there enough healers out there? Why does the world need one more? Well, guess what? The world needs you and what you have to offer. That's why you're here. So when we set that conscious thinking mind aside, when we tap into that universal mind, and we listen to the guidance, then the vision starts to come in with a lot more clarity. And when you start to envision yourself being of service, offering a product or service that people either need or want, and you start to see, oh, okay, I can see where I am a healer. I can see where I am a speaker. I can see where I'm a coach. I can see where I am going to be having a line of healthy, sustainable, earth-sustainable products that don't do any damage to the environment as they're developed. You know, whatever that looks like, honor that for yourself. I can't say that enough. Honor it. Because as you honor that process, the universe conspires in your favor to align itself. Energy shifts and changes to align with that of which you are offering to share with others. And then life gets super fun and super easy. Business doesn't have to be boring. It doesn't have to be mundane. It can be different for you every single day, and it can get to the point where you just say to the universe one morning, all right, universe, I'm ready. Let's do this thing. What do I need to know today? Speaking of which, let's take a caller. Let's see. Hello, caller, area code 661. You are on the air. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry. I'm calling from Skype, so that might be why it's coming up at 661. I was like, oh, it's Tara, Jaden. How are you?
Good. Tara, did you say?
Yeah.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
What's that?
It's Tara from Calgary.
Hey, thanks for calling in. What question do you have?
I need some direction in terms of I'm using a form of, it's called Mindscape. So I go into what's called my workshop and I ask questions, and I'm getting that my transition time is 3 months into my own business.
Okay.
So I'm trying to, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's how I feel. I mean, energy is flowing in that direction. I'm trying to do what I need to do to get into that mode.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering how to stay out of that fear mode and to know the steps I need to do to achieve that in terms of getting the clientele to leave the secure income I have right now.
Okay. So
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, because the card that literally fell out of the deck for you was the energy card.
Okay.
And this is what I'm feeling for you, Tara, that there you have these things called energy suckers in your life, and they literally are taking your energy. And so you're now, for you, there's two things going on. There's external factors that are taking your energy, but there's also things that you're in charge of too, because in order to get the energy flow in your space to a point where you can have enough energy to, because, you know, when you, I'm not sure if 3 months is the exact time frame when you leave. I feel like it might be a factor of three, so it could be like 3, 6, 9, something like that.
Okay.
It's still months though. It's not years. So you're, you know, it's short term. I consider 6 or 9 months fairly short term. However, in order for you to do this successfully, where you don't have to worry, you know, I just started talking in the show about the money thing, taking that out of the equation for you, not to have to worry. You need to make some drastic changes to your space around you, your environment, and also to the people in your life, because there's people that you literally need to hit the pause button with, or you need to get them somehow, and it's very strong. They're influencing you. I think they're at your work, because they're around you. They're very close to you. They're around you quite a bit of time. And do you already know this person or people?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My work is very stressful, so I wouldn't doubt. There's some huge blocks happening, communication issues and stuff. So
yeah.
And I'm trying to shift it as much as I can.
Like you need to get that squared away. You need to work through that energy, whatever's going on there, to heal that before you make the leap, because this is what's going to happen. If it's not healed at your JOB, you're going to bring that into what you want to do on your own, this entrepreneurial venture. And you will do it. You will get into this, you know, doing your own thing, because I feel that's the energy of you, that you are an entrepreneur, that you want to be doing things on your own. But the universe is giving you an opportunity while you are paid, while you're getting an income, to learn these lessons. Do you understand what I'm saying with that?
I'm totally on board, yes. And that's,
okay.
I know,
so,
that's what I'm trying to work with, yeah.
Yeah, use this opportunity. Use this as a way for you to figure this out. You know, maybe you start journaling and asking your higher self, or however you do this process is, you know, what do I need to know from these people? What is it that needs to be healed between us? Because there's even work to do between you and them. And then you can talk to their higher selves. You know, you can bring them up in a visualization or meditation, whatever you'd like to do, and start talking to them and connecting with them more, because leaving that job is not going to solve this issue. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
it will.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's going to follow you. You need to heal it for sure. Now let me draw another card. So let's say you do the work. And that's going to be a little bit of time. That is going to be at least 3 months. So then I drew a card the next card was let go. So there you go. Spend the next 3 months, this is your homework for the next 3 months, is really dive into what are these people showing me about myself? What is it that I need to know and learn from this situation? How can I heal it? And then be the bigger person here, because you're going to have to be the bigger person to do this work.
Yeah.
And as you do that, you're going to help shift the energy and the vibration of the situation where you've then had the experience of being the bigger person in an environment like that. And that confidence, Tara, is going to take you through to the next thing you want to do. It's going to be awesome.
Okay. Awesome. Perfect.
All right.
That's what I wanted to hear. Thanks, Jaden.
All right, my friend.
That.
Good luck to you.
Okay.
Check in with us in a few months and let me know. Take care.
Okay, sounds good. All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so if anyone else would like to call in with a call, you know, maybe you have to a situation in your life where you're wanting a quick reading on your business or stepping into your calling, just give us a call. I'm at 626-231-0306 and toll-free in the U.S. 877-633-9454. There we go. Okay, so where did I leave off? No idea. I think we talked about crafting your vision. So let's talk about, you know, maybe you are at a place where, like I said in the beginning of the show, where you started out, you know there's something more that you want to offer. You know, like similar to Tara, where you're in a job, you're working, but you know deep down inside there's more for you, and you just want to figure out how to get there, you know, how to bridge the gap from where you are to where you want to be. And I think a lot of it has to do with there are two things you can offer people, some type of products or some type of service. And if you have any confusion around that, you know, maybe you're so new at this process where you're like, gosh, I don't even know what type of products or services I'm going to offer people, and that's okay. Hey, we all have been there. Any big business was once a small business, so no concerns about that. If you are there and you're wondering about that, then a question to ask is, ask yourself, and you can write this down, what does my product or service help people be, do, or have? So now we're getting into a little more of a defining this, you know, defining your soulful home-based business, because everything has to be built around an offering that you have for people, right? Something that you're going to offer others, whether, again, a product or a service. And if you can then get a little more clear about what does your product or service help people be, do, or have? You know, if you have a product or a service that helps people, let's say you have a terrific herbal supplement that allows people to lose weight while they eat, something like that. They take this herbal supplement while they're eating, and it helps their body metabolize much quicker. It's all organic. It's all plant-based. It's wonderful. And so, you know, and you say, wow, you know, I really want to get this out to the world. What do I need to do? Well, once you get clear about that, so what we're saying here is you need to define what benefits that your product or service brings to other people. How does it benefit someone's life? Okay, that's the first thing. Because I often see where people will come in with an idea or a preconceived notion because they have this thing that they think is going to be so great and it's going to change the world. And it's really important to test it. You know, you got to get people to be your quote-unquote guinea pig, for lack of a better word. To test your product or service is on, that means do it, you know, they don't need to pay for it, but in return for utilizing your product or services, they need to give you a testimonial. So there has to still be an exchange there, okay? So get a group of people or a few people, friends, family, whatever you'd like, to test your product or service, and also get people that you don't know, you know, that aren't related to you or that you don't know, and have them, because they'll be much more objective as they test your product or service and give you a testimonial. I have found that I get some of my best testimonials from people who I'm not related to or don't know, like just completely out of the blue. It's incredible how that works. So, you know, start asking other people. Okay, and number two, what will I charge for my product or service? And, you know, this is a biggie, you know, the pricing of your product or service. Now, most people go about this. They look around and they see what others are charging for a familiar or for a similar product or service that they want to offer. And then they, you know, figure out their pricing based on what other people are asking or charging. I mean, that's certainly one way to come up with the price. However, there are other ways to accomplish this. The first is to determine what benefits your customer gets by working with you or using your product. The rule of thumb is the more benefits your customer gets, the more demand your products and services will have, then the more you can charge. It's simple, basic economics, supply and demand. The more you can bring to the table, the more benefit someone gets, the more that you can charge for your product and service. The thing you don't want to do, and I see this a lot, where people, you know, go, oh, well, I can't possibly get more than $60 an hour for a massage, or no way than $90 an hour or whatever, and they limit themselves right out of the gate in terms of what they can get from providing their service. And I'm going to really stress, that's a big note of caution here. Try not to limit what you create, you know, what benefit you bring to people. Try not to do that, because the truth is you can't charge any more or less for your product or service than you truly feel it's worth. That's the truth. So you got to really do some inner work here. You know, come to my Wealth Mastery Institute, level one, the foundational level of B. We work on self-esteem. We work on helping you get past charging for your soulful business. You know, a lot of people have old residue karma left over from previous lifetimes that they took a vow of poverty, or they were not able to earn money doing what, you know, their based on a soulful level, that there was some kind of weird belief that that was evil or whatever. So you got to get past that. You got to heal your money wounds and you got to clear the money blocks. We do that in level one. It's a 3-day course. It's awesome. The next one is November 7th through the 9th up here in beautiful British Columbia. Come on up. We have some spots left. We'd love to have you if that's your situation. Now, another really neat way to test pricing that I've done in the past is I've tested ads through Facebook. And if you've never done this, it's easy. It's awesome. Facebook ads allows you to do what's called split testing. And you can split test anything from prices to book titles to seminar concepts, and you can all do this fairly easily. If you need assistance on how to set up a Facebook ad campaign, go to YouTube. They got some great videos on there. Or go to Facebook itself. It has a tutorial section, which is awesome. You can learn very quickly how to set this up. I highly recommend running ads for 2 days at a time with a very small budget, like $50 or less. $50 seems to be a pretty good 2-day budget to get enough feedback and people to click on those ads to get a feel for testing prices or book titles. This is how Timothy Ferris tested how he got his book title, The 4-Hour Workweek, by running Facebook ads. It's not difficult the first time, you know, like learning anything. There's a little bit of a learning curve, but you'll catch on fairly quickly. And what you do is you run similar ads when you do what's called split testing or A-B testing. You run very similar ads, and you only change one or two things, one thing at a time preferably. So let's say you run the exact same ad but at a different price point, and then you see how many clicks you had on that particular ad. Now, when you click on an ad, it's got to go somewhere. So what you can do is set up a URL, which is, you know, just a easy or some type of easy, simple website. Wix, W-I-X.com, allows you to set up websites for free. It's a great, easy format to use. And you send them to place and say, thanks so much for clicking on my ad. for more information, we will get back in touch, something like that, you know, or you can even say, you know, we were testing a campaign, and, you know, thank you for participating, you know, something like that, so they don't think, well, gee, that didn't go anywhere, I didn't get anything from it, or you can send them a free ebook or something for being a good sport, for helping you out. Okay, and number three, again, as you're developing your vision of what you're wanting to offer, ask yourself, what is the common theme or thread that runs through what I enjoy doing? You know, if you look back on your life and you go, oh, yeah, what did I enjoy doing? Oh, yeah, okay, so in my 20s, I noticed, even though I had a job, I still found myself being, people were drawn to me and wanting my advice. So, gee, in my whole 20s, I gave my advice. And in my 30s, I know I shifted, switched careers and changed all that, but yet people were still drawn to me asking for my advice, and I enjoyed giving it. So here we go. We're starting to see, even though you may have been in very different careers and very different jobs, whatever that is, there's a theme or thread that runs through those things that you enjoy doing. And in that example was that you enjoyed giving your advice, or you gave very sound advice for people, or you were able to help people see things more clearly. Well, that could very well mean that you might enjoy coaching people, you know, over the phone or in person, whatever that can look like, you know, helping people achieve their goals and dreams, that kind of thing. So it really depends on, this is where you spend a little time and get clear about what theme or thread has been running through my life that I enjoy doing. You know, maybe look at the types of books you enjoy reading, the types of movies that you enjoy watching, the types of things that you enjoy doing in your free time, or the things that you are drawn to on vacation, or the things that you are literally drawn to. Where are your eyes led? Where do you see yourself being drawn? You know, certain posts on Facebook, or certain meetup meetings, or certain whatever that is. You know, so let's say, you know, when a friend calls you up and says, hey, why don't you come to so-and-so with us? It's going to be great. And instantly, boom, your body knows whether or not that resonates or not. That's what I'm referring to. So you can start to go, oh, yeah, there's a bit of a theme running through my life, and here it is. So write that down. You know, what is that theme for you? And the next step is, I call this picking your battles. Now, there are many, many aspects of getting your business off the ground, and some of which include research, product development, sales, customer service, billing, and product delivery, and it goes on and on and on. And it will be really helpful if you decide what you want to do and what you want others to do as it relates to your business. Now, labor costs don't need to be expensive, and people get a little nervous about this because they think, oh, I can't hire, you know, a full-time person, or, you know, who's going to want to work part-time or whatever. Well, a lot of people want to work part-time, and a lot of people will do it on a contractual basis and very, very affordably. They're called VAs, or virtual assistants. And there are services such as Elance, ELANCE.com, and Fiverr, FIVERR.com, that I love working with. You know, when I need a logo created, I go to Fiverr, and Fiverr is a service online that will, you get people from all over the world that will do virtually anything for $5. So when I have a logo that I need created, I go to four different people on Fiverr. I spend $20, and I get four different options of a logo for whatever I'm doing. Elance is an amazing service. That's where I hire virtual assistants to help me with creating memes that I put on Facebook. They help me with putting together workbooks. They help me I found my book editor through Elance that I hired. I found someone to format my ebook to go on iTunes and Kindle. I mean, there's the opportunities are endless, and the workers are amazing. The key is read all the feedback regarding one of the contractors. Because I find that very helpful. The feedback from other people who have hired them, go with that, because that will help you steer clear of anyone that, you know, may not be the best choice for you. Okay, and there's a little slight rule of thumb. I'm going to give you a couple of bonus tips here very quickly. Your business is successful once it reaches the point of sustaining itself, meaning that it's generating enough business, you're generating enough sales to keep the business going and to pay yourself some type of salary. That's really important, you know, some type of income, because oftentimes I see it happen way too many times. People forget they pay themselves last, or they don't pay themselves. They funnel all that money back into the business, and that's a big no-no. You got to earn something from your hard work and efforts, so start paying yourself, or, you know, maybe it looks like you save money every month, whatever that can look like, but that's really important. Another rule of thumb is for every dollar you spend on an employee or independent contractor, they need to bring in $3 of revenue. So for every dollar you spend, make sure they're bringing in $3 of revenue. Super important. Now, next week's show will be on money mindfulness, how to be more mindful of money and have more money by making some simple changes. So I'll be sharing with you some very simple changes that you can make in your life easily and effortlessly and will allow you to save more money at the end of the day. And this coming Sunday, my dear friend Cindy Smith and I are hosting International Angel Day in Calgary, Alberta. It's our sixth annual event. We're super excited. It's at Grey Eagle Resort right now. We have about 150 people, slightly more, signed up for the event. So we'd love to see you there. I hope you can join us. If you can, come see me and say hi. I love it. Last year, a bunch of listeners came by and said, oh, we heard you, we listened to your podcast, and we wanted to say hi. So that meant a lot to me. Thank you for doing that, and bring it on this year, too. Hugs are great. If I can be of any assistance to you and your business, please let me know. As you know, I am an intuitive business consultant. I work closely with entrepreneurs like yourself in every phase of business, from early stages such as formulation, product development, sales implementation, business expansion, all the way to formulating an exit strategy. And I only work with 7 people at a time. I do have an opening starting October 1st. So if you'd like to explore whether or not we'd be a good fit, just get in touch with me. Send me an email. Send me your phone number, you know, give me a little information about you, your background and your business, and what you'd like to accomplish. That's important too, what you'd like to accomplish by working together. And you can send it directly to me. My email is Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, at JadenSterling.com. So it's Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, at JadenSterling.com. And I'll give you a call when I get a chance within the next week or so, and we can talk about that. Again, the first opening is October 1st. So if you're ready, I mean, you got to be really, truly ready to get your business to the next level. Maybe you're someone who is in business now and things are going okay, but boy, things could be better. You know that a little guidance can help you figure out new markets, new opportunities for your products and services. It helps. You know, let's face it, every great athlete has a coach, and 75% of successful business owners have coaches. It's something that is mainstream now. You know, years ago, 10 years ago when I first started working with business owners and coaching, it was not as mainstream. It wasn't as understood or as prevalent as it is today. So people get it, you know, that it can really help move your business forward in a very powerful way. It'll help. It's like I'm your business partner who you run everything by, and that you can bounce ideas off me, and then I tap right into your business soul, the soul that was created of your business, and give you feedback, give you direction, and give you advice on what strategies and ideas that you can implement in order to achieve the results that you want. Believe me, it's painless. It's fun. I have a great time with my clients on our coaching calls, and they do too. So let me know if I can be of service to you, because I would be happy, happy to do that. Real quickly, I had interesting email from a friend who was listening to the show. She says, question, Jaden, you said money can only grow when we buy as investments in stocks, etc. What about when we invest in our businesses or personal growth? Is that the same energetically? And it was a great question. Thank you, Carolyn, for emailing that. Absolutely. In fact, the best investment you can make is in yourself in terms of personal growth. That is the best use of your resources because no one ever can take that away from you, and it can expand on what you want to do in the future, what energies that you bring to a new venture. It's the best investment you can make. However, that being said, throwing money at a business to keep it afloat or keep it going is not always advisable. I'll explain why next week. I have 5 seconds left. Everyone have a fantastic week. Remember, do those things that fill your soul and your wallet. Take care. Bye-bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you can save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC being put through its paces. It's the sound of innovation. The innovation behind one of the most advanced SUVs on the road today. With multiple driving modes, a suite of intelligent drive systems, and a technology-filled cabin that sets new standards in modern luxury. This is what innovation sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC.
Some equipment described as optional.